Essentially, the court heard several arguments, but the main two were that France is in a better position to be able to try Kabuga on these crimes than the UN tribunal. And the second, which was the one that they really thought the defense lawyers had thought would have a resonance with the court, and that was his medical state. They kept saying that Monsieur Kabuga is in a really delicate medical state. He's aged in his 80s. He's suffering from diabetes. And they put to the court that they were not satisfied that he would have access to medical treatment if he was in Tanzania or even in The Hague. And they said to the court, he needs medical assistance all the time. He's receiving medical treatment at the prison, and he needs to have that medical treatment on hand, and pointed out to the court that a French doctor had given the okay only for Monsieur Kabuga to go from the court to the prison and nowhere else. And they said that that was evidence that he couldn't be transferred out of France. That, of course, was rejected by this highest French court.
This decision is relatively new, but has the defense released any statements or said what they plan on doing next?
They have indeed. They have at least 1 month to hand Monsieur Kabuga over to the UN. During the hearing, when it was questioned whether or not it was safe, given the coronavirus pandemic, to send Monsieur Kabuga on a plane to Arusha in Tanzania, where the mechanism sits, and the court heard that they had guarantees from the UN that, yes, in the first instance, it would be up to The Hague, the officers of the UN tribunal in The Hague, to sort all this out. So clearly, the French court got the assurances they wanted. So they have 1 month to hand him over. The only other possibility at this stage for Monsieur Kabuga is that he now appeals to the European Court of Human Rights. He can go to them and he can say, listen, my rights are not being respected here.
Catherine, you also had the opportunity to speak with the lawyer representing the Rwandan genocide victims. What's been their reaction?
Well, on the one side, they were happy that this is the beginning of the end for the impunity that Monsieur Kabuga had. Let's not forget that he was on the run for 26 years. On the other side, they are saying that they're not happy that he is going to be handed over to a UN tribunal because they would rather that he was tried in Rwanda. And the reason for them saying that is that at a UN tribunal, it's up to the prosecutor to decide whether or not the witnesses, the Rwandans who actually witnessed the genocide or had family members who were killed during the genocide, it's up to the prosecutor to decide whether they can take part in the trial. So that doesn't really suit them. They would like to have their day in court as well. They would like to be able to have their own processes, their legal process against this man who is alleged financed most of the Rwanda genocide.